For Mountain of Rock, I'm Gary Lee. The Coach's Show continues as we head on down to Liberty High School. Talk with head coach Liberty Eagles, Brock Kanegi. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Here we are. It's week two of the district, and your Liberty Eagles got a first round bye. Nice to have a couple weeks to, you know, heal up, work on things, technique, all that. Was it a positive 2 weeks for you?
Yeah, it was. It seemed very odd. You know, this is the first time in my 28 years that I've ever had a bye.
Yeah, I know. I was,
really seemed odd. But I think it was great for our kids and, you know, try to recuperate and get their legs back a little bit and, you know, heal from the bumps and bruises of the season.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, Jaron, any report you can give us on him?
Yeah, he's progressing really well, and we're hoping for – he has an MRI this morning, and we're hoping for really good results.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Now, last week, of course, you know, with the bye, did you guys go watch any games? Did you head and watch the – what was Stratford and –
Ava,
did you go watch that game?
We did. We went and watched Stratford and Ava, and you know, it was a very good game. It went back and forth. Two really good teams. You know, that's the great thing about this time of year. You know, the level of play really amps up. You know, everyone knows what's on the line, and you get everybody's best.
Oh, yeah, and then, you know, kind of in this circumstance with this district, it was inevitable you were going to play somebody twice, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's just the district that we have drew for a long time, and you know you're going to have to beat someone, you know, that you've already played,
mm-hmm.
Which is hard to do.
Yeah.
You know, because they pretty much know you and you know them, and then it comes down to the players and who can perform.
But the one thing is that was week one. And
it was.
And you know, as well as I do, a lot has changed for your Liberty Eagles, as well as a lot has changed for the Stratford Indians. But, you know, they're balanced. I mean, they're going to run it. They'll show a little power with a little split back, but you know, they like to toss it around as well.
Yeah, they pass it more than anyone, you know, really that we face. Besides maybe Mountain Grove. Mountain Grove throws it more than usual this year, but they throw it a lot more than we're used to for sure.
Right, but you know now. What are some of you, and what are going to be some of the key factors tonight for the Liberty Eagles?
You know, this time of year, I think it just kind of really comes back to the basics. You know, the team that, of course, wins the line of scrimmage, the team that tackles, you know, the best, and the team that takes care of the ball and doesn't turn it over. You know, you give yourself a very good chance if you can do those things.
Yeah. Well, in week one, I think you benefited from, what, five or six takeaways?
Yeah. You know, our goal every week is three takeaways. We feel that if we can get three takeaways and give our offense, you know, three more opportunities, that our chances are going to be greatly improved.
You know, and tonight – pre-evening, 5 p.m. kickoff, the Liberty Eagles, the game's going to be on the Fox, 96.9. The wind is going to, you know, punts, kickoffs, passing game. It's definitely going to be altered, isn't it?
Yeah, that wind, it can play havoc, you know, with the ball. So, you know, you're going to have to be extra careful and really be focused on the wind, you know, because it's going to move it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're talking about like 40 mile an hour wind gust, and that's just crazy. But I mean, it's not something that we've never experienced neither.
No, No, it's that time of year. Seems like every, you know, come playoffs every year, you're going to play in wind. And it's just part of it. You know, these fronts roll in, and with these fronts comes wind, comes rain. And you just have to be able to deal with it.
Well, and looking, too, at the temperature, I mean, it's going to be hot. I mean, it's not going to be warm. It's going to be hot.
Yeah. It, you know, it doesn't matter. Truthfully, it doesn't matter. Whatever the weather does, it does. We can't control it. And, you know, we're confident in what we do. And we're just going to do what we do, and good Lord willing, it'll be enough.
Well, it's, you know, again, week 10. Here we are. Actually, week 11, game 10 for the Liberty Eagles. And, you know, we when this season started, you know, you and I talking that, I mean, we knew that you had a really good group and that, you know, special things could happen, but – I mean, there's still so much yet to be done. How's the locker room? How's the spirit of this group of Liberty Eagles right now?
You know, our locker room is really, it's really a good place. We have, I think the one thing that really helps us is we have a really good group of leaders. You know, our seniors and our juniors are very experienced. You know, and I've talked about that at length.
Mm-hmm.
And they've seen both sides of this. They've seen the bad side and they've seen the good side. So, you know, they've been able to keep things in perspective. And I think that is such a huge thing for a young man to be able to stay humble.
Yes.
And appreciate what they've been dealt. You know, sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad, but either way we have to deal with it and try to find the positives in it. And they've done a fantastic job of doing that. And for that, you know, it's made for a very enjoyable season.
Oh, it has been a blast. It's been so much fun. And, you know, I mean, from the defensive side to the offensive side and, you know, just seeing the plethora of ways that you guys attack defenses, you know, especially, you know, here of late, you know, more and more people are getting involved, and it's almost like, okay, if you're going to take this one away, we're going to go here. If you're going to take this part of the field away, we're going to go here. But and it's establishing the run, and it all starts with that line of scrimmage. And, you know, for just a second, they have been really – instrumental. I mean, it's a team game for sure, but I mean, those guys, they don't get, you know, they don't get the notoriety, they don't get you know, all the pub that the quarterbacks, the receivers, the running backs get. But I mean, it all starts right there, doesn't it?
It does. We've got a great group of linemen. You know, starts in the middle with Blake Martin and Noah Hendricks, Brody Rutledge, and works out to Jake Carl now, playing left tackle, is doing a fantastic job. And our right tackle, you know, Wyatt Honeycutt, which has been our mainstay. You know, this is his second year of starting. Mm-hmm. And does a great job. And, you know, those guys do a good job. And our receivers do a good job of blocking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a team game. We don't run power like a lot of teams. You know, we're a spread team. So you've got to ask your skill players. They have to be blockers too, and they just do a fantastic job. You know, Coach Acklin is our receiver coach, our D-back coach, and he has really got those kids bought in, and they just do a fantastic job of blocking for their teammates.
Well, it's cool that you mentioned that, you know, because he was really good at it when he played, you know, and he's not so far removed. I think a lot of these kids, they remember that, you know, the downfield blocks and just what one, and we've seen it happen time and time again. One block is the difference between, you know, 3 yards and 20.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that willingness to do the dirty work.
Yeah.
Makes that play from average to great. Really does.
Right on. Well, Coach, we appreciate you. Again, it's the semifinal district game. It's going to be at the Nest. The Liberty Eagles will host the Stratford Indians. It's round two. The game will air on the Fox 96.9, and the kickoff is at 5 p.m. Coach Kadege, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you this afternoon.
Thank you.
We got